From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Officials in Niger say suspected Boko Haram militants have killed 9 people and abducted dozens more in an attack on a southern town. Local officials said Monday that the gunmen came into the village of Ngalewa, near the country's border with Nigeria, on camels and horses. They said the militants took around 30 to 40 people, mostly women and children, late Sunday, and threatened to hold them until other extremists are released from prison. The town is near the city of Diffa, where another attack took place last week. It's also blamed on Boko Haram militants. In that incident, 2 suicide bombers blew themselves up in a refugee camp in the town, killing 2 other people and injuring 11. German officials say at least 11 people are dead and 31 injured after a tour bus carrying 48 people collided with a truck and then burst into flames early Monday on a roadway in Bavaria in southern Germany. Officials told the Associated Press news agency that they believe the bus rear-ended a trailer truck at the end of a traffic jam on the A9 highway near Münchberg in Bavaria. Officials told the Reuters news agency the bus was carrying a tour group from the eastern German state of Saxony. You're listening to the news from the Voice of America. Iraqi troops on Monday pushed deeper into the old city of Mosul, into a densely populated neighborhood west of the Tigris River, where the Al-Nuri Mosque once stood. Although the Iraqi forces appear poised for victory in Mosul, concerns linger over an underground system of tunnels that has allowed ISIS to reassert itself in some neighborhoods.
We're here in Mosul, Iraq, and right in front of our eyes, another human tragedy is unfolding.
Families continue to flee old Mosul as Iraqi and coalition forces fight for the last remaining IS-held area. Many are starving as they trudge through bullet fire and the heat. Many have no shoes. These men are carrying a woman who was shot. They say she may be still alive, but soldiers are doubtful. Soldiers warn us not to get too close to families here because on Saturday, 2 women who appeared to be fleeing IS blew themselves up, killing soldiers and families. Meanwhile, at the iconic Al-Nuri Mosque, destroyed by IS militants, generals and their men hold a somber celebration.
Iraq declared victory over Islamic State militants in Mosul late last week, but there is still fighting in nearby neighborhoods. Soldiers say they aren't bothered by the premature announcement as victory is imminent.
But with nearly everything destroyed in this area and bodies rotting on almost every block, many people find this win heartbreaking.
Reporting from Mosul in Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
A federal judge south of Chicago has denied bond for a man from Illinois suspected of kidnapping Chinese scholar Yingying Zhang. FBI agents arrested Brent Christensen last week after they placed him under surveillance. They heard him allegedly boasting to someone that he kidnapped the University of Illinois student. Hundreds of people stood across the courthouse and in the lobby Monday, demanding justice. Christensen said nothing at the brief hearing other than responding yes when the judge asked him if he understood his rights. Federal authorities say they are certain Zhang is dead but have not found her body. Her father is in the United States helping to search for his daughter. Italy says the number of migrants arriving on its shores during the first half of this year rose nearly 20% above the levels reached by the same date in 2016. Many of the arriving migrants were rescued by Coast Guard patrol boats. 2,000 migrants have died this year attempting to make the trip from North Africa. There's more on these and other stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.